The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
What are you yelling about?
We just got a telegram from the Claytons.
From who?
The Claytons. John Clayton, people who bought our house here.
Oh, yeah, those Claytons. Yeah, what about them?
Well, they just sent us a telegram. Listen, terribly sorry, but unable to delay until October 1st to move in. Please arrange for us to obtain occupancy by September 16th. Thank you, John Clayton.
September 16th? I just called him in Cincinnati last Saturday. Explained that our new house wasn't finished.
I know.
Well, he assured me it didn't matter in the least, he said. They could postpone arriving here until October 1st, even later,
he said.
Well,
here's the telegram. Here it is right here. Just arrived. And apparently he can't postpone it, and they want to move in now in September 16th. What do we do?
When I talked to John Clayton last Saturday, he assured me...
Well, it doesn't do any good to keep saying, dear, that he assured you. Here's the telegram.
He assured me.
And they bought the house from us last spring. We're paying rent. They own it, I suppose. We've got to get out.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
September 16th? Why, that's 2.5 weeks away.
What's with that guy?
2 weeks to get packed and moved out. Well, we go. What's the matter, Mommy?
Honestly, nothing, Betsy, honey.
Nothing. Do you realize what has to be done? Packing up all the china and dishes, to say nothing of finding a place to live. We won't even have a roof over our head. What's the matter?
Nothing, Betsy, darling. Now, look, why do you get her all upset?
Why? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't think. Nothing for you to worry about, Betsy, dear.
Are we going to have to live outdoors?
No, darling. We'll find a place to live. Now, don't worry.
Honestly.
Hey, even if we did have to live outdoors, wouldn't that be kind of fun, huh? Living in a tent and cooking at a campfire?
No, I wouldn't like it at all. No.
Now, wait a minute. If we're renters, can he make us move out? I mean, isn't there some law that says people who rent can't be made to move?
They can be made to move if the owner wants to live in the place himself, which is exactly what the Claytons are going to do.
But September 16th, dear, what are we going to do?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is drive out to the new house and talk to our friend Mr. Dibble and find out when we can move in.
What's the one issue on which every single candidate agrees? Well, there's no doubt about the answer. They may debate about everything else under the sun, but they won't debate the need for every American citizen to register. Register, inform himself, and vote. Registration requirements vary in different localities, so make very sure the registration days in your community don't slip past without your getting your name on the books. You won't be able to vote on election day and make those feelings and opinions count. After you've registered, take advantage of all America's wonderful facilities for keeping every citizen informed about the critical issues. It isn't everywhere in the world that every citizen has both sides of every issue available for his study. Listen, read, discuss, and then come November, as you and millions of other registered and well-informed Americans cast their votes, the whole world will see the strength and vigor of free government as we practice it here in the United States.
He expects to get the place finished if he doesn't stay around to supervise.
There he is. Mr. Dibble, can we see you a minute, Mr. Dibble?
Doesn't look to me as though they've done anything since last week. It looks just the same.
There
really
he comes.
Though.
Well, they're putting in wiring and plumbing, you know, stuff like that, I think.
Yep.
Oh, Mr. Dibble, hi. Look, we've got to be out of our other house now by September 16th.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, it is. And I'd like to know exactly when we can move into this one.
Well, the way things have been going, your guess is as good as mine.
Now, look here, Mr. Dibble. When Mr. Rogers recommended you, when we hired you as the general contractor, you assured us that the house would be ready by September 1st. Now, isn't that correct?
Yep.
Well, now, look, here it is August 27th. And from the looks of it, the place is far from ready to be moved into.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, when do you think it will be?
Well, as I say, that's hard to tell.
Well, you must have some idea.
Yeah, you were so sure it would be ready, Mr. Dibble. You know, you really almost promised us we could move in September 1st.
You certainly did.
Yep. Well, I didn't know the workman was going to get mumps. I mean, that held things up a bit. And then the bird's nest last week, another 3 days delay. And then you never told me you was putting in all that old paneling. Them old floors and beams. All that's going to take a lot of extra work. Cutting them down, fitting them in. All that sort of special, you know. It's going to take extra time.
All right, but even so, we must have some idea how much longer it'll take. I mean, we've got to know.
Yep. Well, wish I could help you, but as I say, it's hard to tell.
Look, why is it almost impossible to pin a general contractor down to a definite date when a house will be finished?
Well, it isn't hard to set a date, but that don't mean the house is going to be finished. When problems come up, it's out of my hands. Not much I can do about it.
Well, do you think it's possible we might move in October 1st?
Yep, possible.
Oh, well, that's not too bad, dear.
But,
you know,
it's not very probable. See, one thing you can be sure of when you're building a house is that you can never be sure of anything. I'm doing my best.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, Mr. Dibble, and we appreciate it. But for the love of Mike, you think you could possibly speed things up a bit so that we could possibly get in by October 1st? I mean, on top of everything else, I can't afford all these delays.
Well, neither can I. Yeah, I'm not making any money on this job. No, siree. I wouldn't have taken it if I knew I'd be losing money every day. I'm just as eager as you to get finished. And, speaking of money, I'd appreciate some advance for this next...
Advance? Now, look here, Mr. Dibble. That was all agreed between us at the beginning. You bill me for the work that's done each month.
Yeah.
The work to be approved by Mr. Rogers before payment.
Yeah.
Now, I've certainly kept that agreement.
Well, yep. But I got other jobs going, too. And these delays cost me more than I planned on. Truth is, I need the money.
Well, I don't know much about it. Nothing, in fact. But it does seem to me, Mr. Dibble, that as a builder, you should be able to judge costs a little better than that.
Well, what you homeowners never seem to know is that we builders aren't capable of getting loans to go ahead. Loans are made by banks on the basis of available inventory. And a builder don't have any inventory. Them building materials is all owned by you people or the bank. And to get started on this job, I had to borrow $5,000 on a personal note, which my wife signed.
Well, I don't understand what...
Well, now, it don't make me feel easy. I mean, knowing if a plank falls on my head here and does me in, that my wife's responsible for paying back that $5,000.
Look, I sympathize with your money problems. Mr. Dibble, I got a few money problems of my own. Anyhow, we didn't come out here to talk about money for once. I came out here to find out...
But if he doesn't have money to buy certain building materials, how can he finish the house so we can get into it?
As I said when I first met you both, your wife always has a clear picture of things. Well, with a little advance, it's even probable that you might move in October 1st. Yep.
All right. Don't go on about it. You'll wake the baby.
Well, I just can't get over it. All I have to do is say hello to that Dibble guy, and right away it costs me money. Certainly don't think it was smart to give him an advance on the next payment.
Well, we want to speed things up, and maybe it'll help. And in advance is money you'll have to pay out anyhow. Do you think you better get on down to your office?
No, I called, said I'd be late. Can't go to work until we get something decided here. Now, look, if we've got to move out by September 16th, that means we've got to move, well, either into an unfurnished apartment with our furniture or store our furniture and move into a furnished apartment.
Oh, I can't bear the thought. And anyhow, I think that's silly for 2 weeks, dear. All the expense of moving the furniture in and out and in and... No. Twice, dear, that would be much better to store it.
Well, that's expensive. I mean, you got to have it loaded up and stored, then you got to have it loaded up and taken out to the house later and...
Well, at least I'd only have the work of moving once. Can't we stay at a hotel for those 2 weeks?
Hotel? Oh, you realize what that would cost? What are we going to do with a dog and 6 rabbits and 2 chickens and 4 turtles in a hotel room? Say nothing of 2 children.
Well, maybe we could farm the animals out to a friend for just 2 weeks.
What friend?
No.
Yeah. And 2 weeks, we got no assurance at all that we're going to get into our new house by October 1st. In fact, knowing all I know now about building a house, I'd say we'd be lucky to get in there by spring.
Oh, don't say that, dear.
Anyhow,
really.
I think the best thing to do is for you and the children and the animals to go and stay with your mother. Now, maybe I can find an inexpensive rooming house somewhere and drive over to see you weekend.
I can't take the children and the animals over to Mother. She's got my Aunt Wilma with her right now, and children make her nervous. And she's scared to death of dogs. In fact, I think she's allergic to them or something. You know, dog fur and cat fur, that sort of thing.
Well, all right. How about calling my folks? Maybe you can go and stay with them.
No.
No, she said. Now, why?
I just don't want to.
Now, look, Donnie, this is not a question of what we want to do. This is an emergency.
Well, I'm not going to go stay with your folks. So please don't go on about it. I'm just not going to do it, that's all.
Why?
Well, because it would be just too much work. Your mother and I love her, but she just can't stand it unless her house is just so.
Oh, I know.
I think I'm a neat housekeeper, but your mother... I just think she overdoes it, dear. Everything has to be just so. When we were over there that weekend with a baby, she could hardly stand it with all the formula bottles around and Betsy's toys, a sweater here, a rattler. She was really frantically picking up every single second.
Yeah, I know.
You can't get a drink of water without washing and wiping the glass instantly and putting it back in its special place in the cupboard.
All right. Look, where are we going to live after September 16th? Now, let's face it. In 2 weeks, we are homeless.
What does that mean, Daddy?
Oh, Princess, what are you doing under the desk?
Yes.
Aren't we going to have a home?
Oh, Betsy, come here to Mommy.
Honor.
Of course we're going to have a home. We're going to have a new home. My goodness, I thought you were still down at the Kendalls playing.
Won't I be able to go to school or anything?
School? I forgot that. Now it starts September 3rd.
Look in the paper. Look in the paper. See if they list any furnished apartments. I'll call a couple of hotels and see what their rates are.
All right, dear.
Mommy, I'm worried.
Oh, now, there's nothing to be worried about. Daddy and Mommy aren't really worried. Are we, Daddy?
No, not at all. Who's worried?
So, anyhow, that's the story, Barbara.
Well, honestly, I'm glad I dropped in.
Well, I called all the decent hotels, and it would cost us a fortune.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Barbara dropped in to bring us some fresh country eggs.
Oh?
I just told her our predicament.
And there's only one thing to do, of course.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, come out to the country and stay with us.
Stay with you? No, we wouldn't hear about it.
Why not? Well, Barbara, you got enough in your hands. Four children now.
The more the merrier. Why, your dogs and rabbits and chickens and turtles would love it on the farm.
Well, now, Betsy has to go to school. You're 4 miles out, Barbara, you know.
Well, can't you take her to school on your way to work?
Well, yeah, I suppose. Sure. Who'd pick her up?
Oh.
Yes.
Honestly, you two, stop worrying. Those are just minor details. We can work things out and have plenty of room with that big farmhouse. Now, don't even give it another thought. You store your furniture and move in with us until you can get into the new house. Now, it's all settled.
Now, look here. We're not sure we can even get in by October 1st.
All right. Don't worry. We'll all have a marvelous time.
Listen to that.
Really, though, Barbara, I mean, it's wonderful of you, but
I won't hear another word. Oh, dear, in fact, I haven't got time to hear another word. I'm due at the dentist. Now, remember, it's settled, and you're going to stay with us. Bye-bye.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, and thank you, Barbara. Isn't she marvelous? So easygoing and generous. You know, nothing bothers her. I wish I could be that way. Well, our problem is solved, dear. What's the matter?
No, I don't know, nothing really. Just wondering how it's going to work out, all of us cooped up there. I mean, living with people is something else again. And is Harry going to think this is such a great idea?
Oh, look, now stop worrying. Harry is a darling. Now just be grateful.
Yeah, I am. I'm grateful. I'm just wondering how it's going to work out.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with John Shelley, Augusta Dabney, and Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.